From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions heat up on the Korean Peninsula. North and South Korean officials held talks deep into the night Sunday trying to avert a war. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there is no word on whether the negotiations are making progress. Thousands of migrants traveled by train, bus, and foot through Macedonia and Serbia on their way to Hungary. But Hungarian authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from entering. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, are fleeing conflicts in their homelands. They hope to get to Hungary because once they enter its territory, they will have easier access to the rest of the continent. The three Americans who tackled a gunman on a Paris-bound train Friday are being hailed as heroes in France. France's president on Monday will bestow France's highest decoration, the Legion of Honor, on the three Americans and one Briton, who subdued a heavily armed gunman. We get more from Lisa Bryan.
French authorities have identified the gunman aboard the Amsterdam to Paris train by his digital fingerprints. He's a Moroccan in his mid-20s called Ayoub El Kazani. He's known to Spanish and French intelligence and has links to militant Islam. According to reports, he's lived in southern Spain, France, and Belgium in recent months and has traveled to Syria. He remains in custody outside Paris, where French counterterrorism officials continue to question him. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters. The army says gunmen ambushed the convoy of Lieutenant General Tukur Burtai at a village on Saturday. This is VOA News.